Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Wednesday, and this is Christina Broomfield. I'm so pleased that you've tuned into our program this morning. With me in the studio is Diana Jennings. Diana is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. She works with children, adolescents, adults. She is also our director of children's services, and just so pleased to have her with us since Monday. Welcome back, Diana.
Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Thank you for that very good cup of cappuccino. I needed it this morning get my day going. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And we're just two therapists here, sitting here shooting the breeze, aren't we?
Absolutely.
But we're talking about an important topic.
We are.
Anxiety and children.
Yes.
And Monday you pointed out that 80% of children
could be diagnosed with anxiety
are not
getting treatment, not get in for treatment.
Yeah. And anxiety, even along with other diagnoses like depression, the earlier the intervention, the better the outcome, because they really don't have time to develop all these behavior patterns that interfere with their functioning levels.
Absolutely.
You know, you catch it, you recognize it, you catch it, you bring them in. And treating anxiety, research continually shows that the outcome is very positive.
Absolutely. It is a treatable diagnosis, and kids, just like adults, should come in for treatment as soon as possible.
So how do we convince our listeners and the general population that what you shared, the stat that 80% of children who do suffer from anxiety, it's not diagnosed, not treated, not brought in, that children and that anxiety even should go together? Children don't have any reason to be anxious.
Wow. And so we remove those kind of statements, and we remove those kind of thoughts from our vernacular. Anxiety is an issue. It is even more so an issue nowadays for kids. There's a lot of stressors out there that never were out there before for kids, and so it is an issue. Let's deal with it and deal with it as soon as possible.
Amen to that, sister. Amen Absolutely. To that. So yesterday we broke down some of the diagnoses.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Generalized anxiety disorder, the most common diagnosis. You're just anxious about everything. And this, you can see this in kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of rolled it back to separation anxiety, that toddlers left at daycare, it's normal for them to be anxious the first few minutes, but certainly not for the next 2 hours.
Right.
Where
right.
mom gets a call from work and says, you got to come pick up your child. They still crying. They still want you.
Right.
It's separation anxiety.
Yeah. And we were talking about with that later on, let's say an elementary school child or a middle school child, they're going to express fear that something bad is going to happen to that caregiver. They don't know why necessarily that they think something bad will happen, but a lot of times that's their anxious thought and their reason for not separating. If I leave, something bad will happen.
And it just keeps feeding into that anxiety.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So today, we're going to talk about a couple more diagnoses that are very specific ones.
Right, exactly.
And I would guess pretty noticeable. I mean, you don't have to second guess these.
Right,
so jump in.
So one of them is selective mutism. So that's pretty noticeable. This is a child that will not talk in a typical situation where you would see children talking. So think about at school. The teacher calls on the child. Hey, Sally, you know, what's the answer to this question? Or just, how was your weekend? Or, hi, Lauren, how are you? The child doesn't speak. Okay, they might freeze, they might turn away, they might withdraw, they might, odd manifestations of this. They might laugh. They might,
inappropriately.
Yeah, inappropriately. Mm-hmm. But they won't speak.
This is not, and we don't want to confuse it with autism on the spectrum.
Oh, correct, correct. This is a child that can speak, that is verbal, that does mm-hmm. have communication. Often in the home setting, they don't show this at all.
Okay.
So they talk normally. They talk to the family members in the home, and there's no issue there. Mm-hmm. But once they get out into another situation, that's when they become selectively mute. And it's not just that they get nervous around adults. So it's very important to recognize that, you know, it is typical for a child to mm-hmm. clam up around mm-hmm. adults when they first meet them, but that's not what we're talking about. So this can happen with other family members that maybe are extended family members, grandparents, not just maybe the ones that they don't see mm-hmm. all the time, grandparents that they see on a regular basis, it can happen with. So
they just shut down.
Yeah, yeah. And stop talking. And their face might look like they're just fine.
But sounds to me like they're just motivated by some internal anxiety.
Yes.
And their defenses go up and they just kind of become verbally invisible.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's selective mutism.
Well, let's pause.
Okay.
Hear from our sponsor. And I know that you've got a couple more you want to talk about.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Talking with Diana Jennings just before our break about some of the children, the anxiety disorders with children, and some are very specific.
Right.
Selective mutism.
It's funny you use that word, specific. I was going to go right into the next one.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Specific phobia. So mm-hmm. this is what we think of when somebody has a fear, and this is a pervasive fear. So again, I talked earlier in the week about things that are normal childhood issues. So mm-hmm. it's normal and typical for kids to be afraid of the dark, mm-hmm. let's say, or afraid of monsters. But when you have a specific phobia, it can also include things that are not typically normal that you might be afraid of, like carpeting or, you know, something mm-hmm. random. And also that it becomes pervasive and it interferes with functioning. I mentioned that before in the week, that a lot of the criteria for a disorder is that it interferes with functioning.
Mm-hmm.
A child might be afraid of the dark and you turn on a nightlight and everything is good.
Yeah.
But a child with a specific phobia of dark might not be able to enter the dark kitchen when the family is right in the next room and mm-hmm. they can see the child. The child cannot enter that room without somebody else in there. They cannot go upstairs and turn on the light at the top of the stairs. They can't go to bed by themselves, something that really interferes with their ability to function. So specific phobia.
So let me ask you this quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
would there be a history or a bad experience that would have created that specific phobia?
You
or
know what? Maybe, maybe not. Okay. And it's interesting because they can sometimes just appear.
Just appear?
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. You know, the brain is a is a fascinating and interesting thing, and what it does is amazing. Think about when you have dreams, and you're like, why did I think of that thing in my dream? Where did that come from? And you cannot always figure out where that piece came from. Same thing happens in this world, too.
So you know, sometimes you find, with our parent. Yeah. If the parent says they should have, why they're afraid of stairs, I have no reason because they've never been exposed to that many stairs.
Yeah. But of course, when it comes from a reason, can also lead to a disorder too and is treatable as well.
Reason,
but if there's no reason, that's also.
It.
Right. Exactly.
Don't dismiss
exactly.
it.
And so the last one we want to mention today would be OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. A name in letters that people have definitely heard of, but maybe don't really know what it is. But it definitely is something that's related to anxiety. People and kids that deal with OCD are very anxious about what is happening to them. So this is the obsessive part are the thoughts that they're having. So obsessing about a certain thing. And the world of OCD is vast and not one person's OCD is the same as another person's. So I would miss all the examples or half the examples by, you know, just talking about it right now. But obsessing about... there's so many possibilities of what an obsessive thought could be. But like, if I don't touch this door handle five times, something bad will happen. If I don't arrange the items on my dresser a certain way, I will fail my test tomorrow. So a thought that you just that repeats and that you just can't get rid of. Now, sometimes with kids, this is different than adults. Adults can usually figure out what that obsessive thought is. Kids don't necessarily know that they're having an obsessive thought. What they will notice is that they have the C part, the compulsion. They will notice that they are arranging the items on their dresser. They might notice that every time I touch the light or the door handle, I do it five times. Every time I approach this door, I notice I have to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. They will notice that they're washing their hands excessively over and over throughout the day. So a lot of the times they will notice and the parent will notice a compulsion, the
because
obsession.
Because that is the behavior.
Yeah, right, absolutely. That's the one you can see.
Yes.
You can't see the obsessive thought, but you can see the compulsion.
And this can start very young. I know a friend of ours had a child that in his the crib, they were lining up the toys in certain orders.
Oh my gosh.
I was, you know, of course, in our practice, occupational hazard, you start diagnosing. But and years later, sure enough, there it was. So the nature is there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the nurture of that environment.
Right.
But we could do a whole program on
OCD. We could, right.
Yeah.
But this is about general and children and anxiety, so we have to move on.
Yes. And I know we're going to move on tomorrow to treatment options.
Yes.
We always want to, after we define the problems, offer hope.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to that. Visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. Like us on Facebook. Call our office. Our number's coming up here shortly. If you have questions, we are here to help. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
I'll be here.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.